An honest old man of late had gotten a prodigal son, who spent his coin at a mad rate, as if it would never be done. His father did pine away, his mother did mourn and weep. These courses spoiled their mirth by day, and robbed them by night of sleep. At length a young spark came home, as poorer than old church mouse. So threadbare was the silly mome, he could not harbor a louse. The old folks took him to task, and hoisted him into a sieve, where they did many questions ask, but not a count he would give. They sifted him o'er and o'er, at last they made him confess, and first came out a strapping whore, her name it was Bouncing Bess. This slut she had sucked him dry of all his money and wit, which made him now to roar and cry and look as he were beshit. They give him the other shake, and out comes 8 or 9 more, which made them both such pains to take, until they slifted a score. Next comes a young bastard forth, at which the old woman starts. It was a lumping penny worth, a perfect bundle of farts. With that the old man took heart, and said to his frowning wife, Let's lift him throughly ere we part. Once we shall have grandsons rise. No, no, then answered the dame, this one is enough for me, for it would be a burning shame more bastardly babes to see. We'll sift him no more for such, but try him for other game. With that they gave him the other touch, and forth a laced cravat came. A pair of fringe gloves fell next, with handkerchiefs 8 or 9. My son, quoth they, keep to the text, and we shall not much repine. Then to it amain they went, and roundly sifted the sot, when lo, to their great discontent, they found out the Lord knows what. A whole magazine of dice, with 9 pins and cards good store, and after all a peck of lice, came tumbling on the floor. At that which was worst of all, they sifted the spark so long, they broke the sieve and let him fall, and so I must end my song.